Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. This half hour just for you guys waking up early with us. It is Thursday. It is June 26th, 5:30. So happy to have you guys with us. I feel like we are on the precipice here of a big holiday travel weekend. I think a lot of people are going to start hitting the roads this weekend, 4th of July next week. It's so hard to believe that we're right around the corner from July. What happened?
Where are you? Are you all going anywhere?
We're pretty much hanging out in town for the most part. What about you?
I'm going to travel on Saturday. Do you have any suggestions with the impending, just what you mentioned, the impending traffic? Do you think that probably getting to the airport more than 2 hours would be suggested?
Oh, see, you asked the wrong person, buddy. You asked the wrong person. I am the kind of person that wants to get to the airport and walk directly on the plane.
Oh.
I don't like to sit around. I don't like to go get food. I don't like to go look at magazines. I am the person that will cut it just so when I arrive to the gate, they're like, and now we're going to start boarding. I am not, don't ask me, ask Steph.
I think, no, but it's funny because we're pretty similar in that sense, but I've learned to be better because we almost missed a flight actually this past weekend from San Diego to Vegas. And you know, it's so embarrassing when you hear paging Stephanie, Sadella,
they
and James.
Paged you?
Yes.
Oh, that's bad.
They paged us because we were at a different gate. And let's just say we were running on no sleep with our friends. We were coming back from my friend's wedding. Mm. So we're sitting with our other friends at their gate just to spend as much time with them as possible. So we're sitting there. And then all of a sudden we hear a paging Stephanie and James Adela to gate 6. And we're like, oh, my God. So we're going over there. But I mean, I don't know. I guess an hour before.
Yeah, I would say an hour is all you need. The airport's like right here. I don't know how it is in other, like in Seattle. I know in Chicago that you've got the two airports, and so mm-hmm. it's a little crazy, and they're real, and O'Hare is like gigantic.
Yeah.
But here, it's like pretty much, you know, get in. The only thing you might have to deal with is some of the security lines.
Right? Your thinking, both of you, is mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing to me because you're really playing with fire. Like, it's a gamble. No pun intended. It really is a gamble because the gate change issue. Also, why would you not want to take your time? Like, you're rushing to the airport. You think that everything is going to, you're not going to have any issues whatsoever.
Oh, I mean, rushing. Are you rushing?
I don't rush.
Well, what I'm saying is, why take that risk? That's just, That's just me.
I mean, it hasn't nothing's happened to me yet. Knock on wood.
I've had pretty good luck. I am not a time waster, and I don't like getting somewhere 2 hours and just sitting there. And just you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could finish doing this at the house, or I could do this. So, but I my husband's just like you. He loves to get there early. So it's always this tug of war with us. So I do get it. I do get your perspective. And luckily, when I travel with him, he kind of wins out. We'll get there a little bit early. But if I'm going somewhere by myself, you can bet I will walk right onto that plane.
There was one time we had to take a flight somewhere, Mercedes. I don't know if it was a broadcast at Disneyland or something.
Yeah,
but I think we were there and we were like, we got to leave the show a little bit early because we got to get to our flight. We get to our gate and we're sitting there. We're like, guess we didn't have to leave the show early because we're just sitting here and doing
You know, but that's funny. I mean, some people are planners. Some people like to live on the edge.
Yeah,
you do have pre-check, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's why.
And clear.
That's why you ladies are both so confident.
Yeah, we are. Do you have pre-check and clear?
I got pre-check.
You can get right through. Although pre-check lines are getting longer now.
Everyone's getting
pre-check.
I think, too, we're so confident when getting to the airport because I feel like we know Harry Reid pretty well.
Yeah.
Like, I know where the C gates are, the B gates are. So if you're still unfamiliar with the airport, then I say get there a little early and then feeling a little bit more confident. And maybe by, like, flight number four, you're like, I could get there an hour before. Before boarding.
Yeah, I hope we don't influence you at all. I hope you keep doing things the way you do it, because the last thing I want on my conscience is that you're like, I'm going to try it, and then you miss your flight. And I'm
I don't think it's going to happen, but thank you.
So we've got so much coming up on the show this morning. We have got your VIP passes to sit with us for the Summerlin Patriotic Parade. Everybody goes out so early to stake their claim, and you're not going to have to do that. You can walk right up, just like at the airport, and you sit in your spots. We've got a cool prize pack for you and breakfast. It's going to be a lot of fun. So that's coming up at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. More tickets for you to see Jesse McCartney. That's happening in the 8 o'clock hour with Heads Up. And let's get the show started. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Saving Forever for You? Saving Forever for You by Shanice.
Saving forever for you, baby. You are the only one I'll ever give forever to.
Do you want to hear Stronger by Britney Spears? Hear All You Wanted by Michelle Branch. Those are your choices. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Or just text or call us right now. 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. There's nothing like dating in Las Vegas. It's flashy, it's fun, and apparently it's financially terrifying, if you ask Julian.
It seems to be.
What happened?
I was at Heavenly Pie. I was just getting something to go. This Italian spot in Southern Highlands, right? And I don't even know how we got on this topic of dating, but the girl that took my order, super cool. We just started talking about pop culture, and then we segged into dating, probably because I said, hey, I'm new here, just exploring, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And get into the dating thing, and I asked, so what do you like, what would be like a normal date to you? And she goes, well, you know, dinner and then like an event, right? Like a concert, comedy show, something along those lines. And then of course, you know, they go hand in hand. You got to do some gambling. And I get it. I know gambling, there's a social aspect to it. And then I made a joke. Oh, okay. So what, like $30? And
$30 for this total?
No. $30 on the gambling.
Oh.
Now, you're talking to a guy that doesn't gamble. $30 is like $3,000. Okay? So
we're doing penny slots tonight.
Yes, you are, baby.
I'm a penny slot guy. If there's a $5 table or a $1 table, I will do it. And I know they don't exist. And she gave me this look almost like she scoffed at me. Like, okay. almost a little snobby, to be honest with you. But, you know, maybe I read her body language wrong. So I said, 50? This is just the gambling. $50. Mm-hmm. This does not include the dinner and also the quote-unquote event. What we never even talked about that because I was about to have a coronary. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So $50. And she goes, keep going. Keep trying. So I stopped right there because that's my max. And that's not even my max. I mean, $30 would be enough for me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you tell me because I know that this is, you know, you've been here a long time. I know gambling goes hand in hand with the dating. But is there, I mean, there's got to be a certain threshold when it comes to how much you're going to spend.
I personally would not want to go gamble on a date. I don't gamble. Like, that's just not a thing. And maybe that is just me. So, like, gambling, if I went on a date and they're like, let's go gamble, I'd be like, let's not. Like, why? You know?
So, every date in the past, the guys never said, hey, you know, let's do some gambling.
No. No. I mean, I have gambled, like, with my husband. Like, we're waiting for a movie. Like, here, I'll stick a 20 in this machine or something like that. But, like, we don't... But that's just us. That doesn't mean that's how it is for everyone. You know, we just don't gamble. We just, you know, I like to have something to show for what I put my money in. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I'm very much alike. And she made it out like it was an anomaly. She's like, well, that's what you do here. I mean, you gamble just to kill time and it's fun. There's a social aspect. I mean, she put it in her own words. But, I mean, she made it out like almost like I was a social leopard by not adopting the fact that gambling goes hand in hand with the date. And if this is true, and I know it's not, because just based on what you said, we got an issue.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do you feel like, I mean, with the gambling, you said you had like your limit. Do you feel like a first date is not worth that money? You know what I mean? To spend on someone?
I think it goes back to what you're saying. I like valuing my money, and I don't like losing it. And at the end of the day, I think gambling is just it's a loss. So I'd rather spend it on something that's actually more of an experience. And again, I know that,
right.
You know, if you gamble, it's an experience. But, you know, I just don't think it's personable. That's just me, though.
Yeah, I think you got to kind of ask around. That's maybe her deal. Maybe not everyone is into the gambling thing, you know?
I mean, personally, I don't like the gambling either. I'm sorry, but I've never dated in Vegas, so I'm totally out of the loop here. Mm-hmm. But have you thought about dating or have you gone on any apps yet? What does that life look like for you?
I thought about it, but... I mean, after what she said, she literally said, that's what you do in Vegas. That's what you do in Vegas.
That's no. One person.
Yeah.
Talk to everyone in Vegas.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Hello. Good morning. Welcome to the show. It is Thursday. It's June 26, 6:01. Almost to the weekend. Hang in there. And yeah, almost to 4th of July. Really excited about that. And in honor of 4th of July, Steph is feeling very patriotic this morning.
I sure am.
What's going on?
So I have a quiz for you and Julian called the Great American Quiz. Mercedes versus Julian.
Okay, so what's this all about?
So we have, in front of me, I have five questions, and they range from like pop culture, music, some U.S. history are involved, and it's multiple choice. I think it's fairly easy, so you two are going to face off each other, and the one that gets the most right wins.
Okay.
You like that?
Sure.
Okay, let's do this. You guys ready for question number one?
Real quick, Mercedes, I just want to say I'm sorry, okay?
Because you're going to beat me.
Oh, snap.
For you taking this L.
Okay.
Okay.
I love the competition. Let's do this. You guys got a pen and paper ready?
Yep.
All right. What year was the Declaration of Independence signed? Was it A, 1776, B, 1492, C, 1812, or D, 2001? Write your answers down. Okay.
Hold on. Let me think.
So easy.
I know. Man, I don't like this crap talking this early in the morning. I'm just telling you.
Right, I love
that's
it.
What I do.
Yeah, let's
can
do
I
it.
Can I use Google?
Yeah. No, you cannot use Google. Let's go over our answers. All right, Julian, you're so confident. Starting off with you, what answer did you choose?
A.
What year was the Declaration of Independence signed?
1776.
Okay, Mercedes.
I had the same, and I've seen Hamilton a million times. 1776.
Yes,
I know all the songs.
Correct.
Yeah,
good job. 1-1. All right, question number 2. True or false? More hot dogs are eaten on the 4th of July than on Super Bowl Sunday. True or false? Mercedes, let's start with you.
True.
Okay. Julian?
False.
False. Okay. The answer is true.
Oh.
Really?
Sorry.
Oh.
True.
Can I fact check you?
Absolutely, you can fact check me. 2-1, though. Mercedes is beating you. 2-1.
Okay, I'll do it after the show.
Okay, do it after. All right, finish this lyric, okay? Here comes some music. Baby, you're a firework. Is it A, come on, let your colors burn? B, come on, let your colors burst? C, come on, light the night? Or D, come on, shine bright?
You're cheating.
How am I cheating?
You're giving her, these are easy gives to her.
No.
You know
no.
She's the music, you
I'm
know
not,
she's a music specialist. You're giving
no
her
cheating.
Easy digs.
No.
Fine.
Okay.
Don't be a sore loser.
Yeah.
Sore winner.
All right. Julian, let's start with you. Finish this lyric. Baby, you're a firework.
Baby, let your, what'd you say again? It's B. Baby,
it's B. Come on, let your colors burst.
Yeah,
final
that,
answer.
That's what I meant. Come on, let your colors burst.
Mercedes?
Cause baby you're a firework. Come on, show them what you're worth.
That wasn't one of the options.
Come on, let your colors burst then.
Okay.
I'm going to go with that.
Final answer for both of you?
Yeah, because all I got to do is answer the same as Julian for the rest of this, and I'm going to win.
Well, you guys are both correct. Come on, let your colors burst. Okay?
That was good.
It's 3-2.
Okay.
3-2. All right, let's do this. Last question. What's the most streamed patriotic song in the United States on July 4th? I'll give you guys the options. Is it Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA? Is it Party in the USA, Miley Cyrus? Is it America the Beautiful? Or is it God Bless the USA? And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know. You guys got your answers?
My turn or his turn?
Let's do Mercedes first.
I'm going to say, that's tough, but I'm going to say this one, Lee Greenwood.
Lee Greenwood?
Yeah.
Okay, Julian?
I'm going to be strategic here. I'm just going to guess.
go ahead.
We're going to go with Bruce. A.
Bruce.
For sure.
A. Party. Born in the USA. Okay.
Yeah.
You guys are both incorrect. It's Party in the USA.
Oh,
Miley Cyrus.
Man.
But that means we still have a winner, and that's woo-hoo! Mercedes.
I just want to point out by one. It was very close.
Very close. Well, I'm sorry.
There were literally only 4 questions. So, I mean. Well, we have so much coming up. I actually have a game for you guys coming up later
Ooh.
On this morning. Yeah, hey. I'm really excited. It's a game intensive show today. We've got so much happening. Though, speaking of being patriotic, let's talk about 4th of July. We're going to be hosting the Summerlin Patriotic Parade. And if you've been before, you know, it is the largest 4th of July parade west of the Mississippi, and so many people are going to be there. We cannot wait to see you. We've got VIP seating for you at 7:30. You don't have to worry about getting there early. We've got you taken care of. We've also got parking for you. That is on the way. But first, let's do this. We've got some what's trending. Engaged for 6 years, never married. Now officially done. What celebrity couple is calling it quits? Details coming up in what's trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom are trending this morning. Sources say they have broken up, and apparently everyone close to them saw it coming. They've been engaged for 6 years. They never picked a wedding date, and now They never will. I know. It's sad. A source says that things have been kind of tense for months, but the split's not, it's not messy. It's just kind of like, all right, well, we're done here. You know, they weren't married. They do have a child together. Katie, I guess, is upset, but she's also relieved, according to the sources. They say she's already done the whole divorce thing with Russell Brand. And once she went through that, that was absolutely enough for her. She's been on tour since April, and she's been, you know, selling, I guess she's been renting out her Montecito estate. That so the plan is off with those two.
I think that, remember last year for the when she received the Video Vanguard Award for like that Michael Jackson, she did like her whole performance, and Orlando Bloom actually gave her like he announced her. Do you remember that?
He gave her, presented the award. Yeah.
It just seemed like they were totally fine, and maybe they were putting up an act at that point. But I thought it was so cute. Like, oh, here's Catherine Hudson, her real name. But then I just don't know. I've never really looked into their relationship just as a fan. But it kind of makes me sad to see that she's going on tour and she's doing all these things and she has to go through this.
Yeah, they're saying that, you know, he's hanging with their daughter. He also has showed up to Jeff Bezos' wedding solo, which they say that kind of indicates this is the end of an era. And then with that album that she put out, they say that it didn't do really well, and it's that stressed her out. So that definitely did not help their relationship.
Did you hear the album at all?
I listened to parts of it.
What'd you think?
I felt like it was a lot of recycled sound that she had put out before.
Keyword parts of it.
Yeah. Right. She said that, you know, even from day one, they weren't really into it, which kind of explains a lot. And no official statement from either of them yet, but if she drops a breakup song about an elf on a horse, we're gonna know who she's talking about, right?
Yeah.
And that's what's trending. All right, let's do it. It is time to win. It is time to play Heads Up, and we are hooking you up with advanced screening passes to check out the new Smurfs movie. We have a private screening, and you're going to see it first and for free at Regal Red Rock. Four passes for you right now with Heads Up. All you got to do is pick your category and get six answers in 60 seconds. When you do that, you will win. Caller 20, you're playing right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Jenny, you're caller 20.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good. Let's do this. Let's make you a winner. We've got these advanced screening passes to check out the new Smurfs movie in July. Right now, we just need you to pick a category. Do you want to go with Caps Lock or Raw Fish?
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you.
Ooh,
can you say that again?
Oh. Can you hear me now?
Oh, now I can hear you. Oh, yes.
Okay, maybe there was a button push. Now we go. Okay, so pick a category. Do you want to go with Caps Locked or Raw Fish?
Caps Locked.
Caps Lock. Okay. Typewriter Day was on Monday. These are all things that are associated with a keyboard. Okay.
Okay.
Like what we type on. You got this. We just need six and 60 seconds. Are you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, you guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
When you type something and you want to erase it, you hit this key.
Delete.
Yes. When you're done with what you just wrote, you hit this key because you're done.
Then? Enter?
Enter, yes. When you want all big letters, you hit this button.
Capsule.
Yes. This is what you're doing with your fingers. You're doing so many words per minute.
Typing.
Yes. If you want to go up, down, left, right, you hit one of these keys.
Arrow.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0. Those are all what?
Numbers.
Yeah. Wow, Jenny, you are on it. I am always impressed with the people who win Heads Up in the 6 o'clock hour because it's so early. And you got it, Jenny. Congratulations. Going to see that new Smurfs movie.
Woo!
We have that advanced screening. We've got you four reserved seats to check that out. Thank you so much for listening so early, Jenny. We appreciate it. And we're going to have another chance for you to win with Heads Up, in the 8 o'clock hour, we will be giving away tickets to see Jesse McCartney. That is going to be a fun show. All of that and more coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Do you give your doctor the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Or do you sprinkle in a little bit of fiction just to make yourself sound better? There's this new WebMD survey that came out. It says almost half of Americans admit that they lie or at least bend the truth when they're talking to their doctors. And the top reason is that they're afraid of being judged by their doctor.
Weird. So weird to me.
Which is what they're supposed to be doing, right? Judging you and telling you what you need to do to improve your lifestyle, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I take it that that's what you do, or?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. When I heard this, I'm like 100%. They actually have to call security to pry me out of the doctor's office. Okay, not really. But you know how doctors have, you have a time limit. You really do have, like, so I think it's like a 30-minute time limit. This happened, matter of fact, just a couple months ago. You know, my doctor said, you know, Julian, I only have you for 30 minutes. If you want to book another appointment for another 30 minutes, I can spend time with you.
Oh,
That's how much I say too much, because when it comes to health, man, I do not play. I want them to know everything, because I, on a personal note, I just know people that... if they would have caught certain things earlier by disclosing information earlier, they probably wouldn't be in the situation that they're in. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, catch things early.
Absolutely.
And that's when you can prevent a lot of things from turning into big things. Steph, are you the same way?
No, I'm actually the opposite. And I don't do it because I'm afraid to be judged by doctors. I do it because I'm afraid that they're going to want to do more tests. I'm going to be charged for things that are blindsided by me. So, for example, like I'll have a family history of like, my grandpa had diabetes. My dad has an irregular heartbeat sometimes. And I reveal that because I feel healthy. Maybe if I was older and maybe if I knew like, okay, I'm going to need to get a little bit more help, then I'll do it. But I feel fine. I don't want to tell them everything. I just want to get out, go get my prescriptions and leave.
Mercedes, you hear that? I feel fine. That's not good. Because, no, go ahead.
Well, no, I'm curious why, like... I agree with you. I think that like feeling fine is good, but do you feel good?
I feel amazing.
Okay.
I feel great. I feel like I'm healthy. Maybe when I get a little bit in my, maybe in the next decade or so, I'll start telling them everything, but I think I'm fine.
But you're young. You want to find out. I know you feel fine, but that's not really, you're talking about the now. I'm talking about the future. Wouldn't you want to find out exactly what is going on with you now so you could potentially avoid anything that happens in the future?
I think about it because, just the health system in America, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have things that are looked down on. And I don't want to get caught up in that. I don't want to be paying hundreds and thousands of dollars for a blood test. I don't want to be blindsided by that. Think about it too. I was doing this when I didn't have health insurance. I was doing this when I didn't have a full-time job.
Right.
Now it's a little bit different, but I don't tell them the full truth. Maybe before I get pregnant, I will. But yeah, I just have this mindset against the healthcare system that I don't want to tell them everything.
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Do you tell your doctor everything? Do you keep a little bit back? Sarah, hey, good morning. What do you think?
Well, me, when I go in and they ask how many drinks you've had a week.
Oh, yeah.
Tone it down a little.
Yeah, you're always like, oh. Are you a heavy drinker, moderate drinker, or do you not drink? And you're like, let's see, what did I do this weekend? No, I totally get that. I get it. No one wants to get side-eyed when you're admitting that you haven't had a vegetable in like 2025. So you are careful with that. But I don't want to lie to my doctor. I tell him so much, and I think like sometimes I feel like he walks out of the room like completely traumatized, like, oh god, oh, I need therapy now.
Totally.
After that Mercedes girl and that Julian guy, man,
there's a lot going on with those two. It's really rough.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
When it comes to celebrating America's birthday, no one does it better than Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Woo. While I have, they just released their 2025 list of the best and worst cities for the 4th of July celebrations, and we landed right at the top. And they're they're looking at the 100 biggest U.S. cities and ranked them based on a bunch of things. Holiday fun, costs. Las Vegas came in at number one. We beat out New York City, L.A., every other fireworks-filled spot across the country. Nearly 86% of Americans plan to celebrate the holiday this year. And collectively, we're dropping $8.9 billion on food alone for the 4th of July.
Not alcohol.
Just food.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you were talking earlier. You did the 4th of July quiz for us. And the reason I knew the hot dog answer is because I know that 150 million hot dogs will be eaten this year, which is crazy.
I think with 4th of July, when I moved to Las Vegas, I didn't know how big it was for 4th of July.
Yeah.
But in San Diego, it was cool. Like, you'd go to the beach, it'd be traffic. But when I moved to Las Vegas, the amount of fireworks, not even the legal ones, also the illegal ones, I was just so shocked by.
Let me ask you this. As a first-timer spending my first 4th of July here, what can I expect? Like, is it going to be, like, on the strip? I'm going to see fireworks all over the, you know, all the way going up and down. How does that
A lot of the casinos will do fireworks shows. And as a matter of fact, we're doing a synchronized show with the city of Henderson. And so, like, the music on the station will actually be choreographed to the fireworks. Cool. And then, of course, we start off the morning with the Summerlin Council Patriotic Parade. So there's just like, it's just a really fun day. And I do feel like Las Vegas does it better than any other city out
there. True.
Yeah. Also this morning, you guys remember Steve from Blue's Clues?
Here's the mail. It never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail.
Were you guys fans?
I was a huge fan of Blue's Clues.
How can you not love Steve?
With his little couch and his chair and his notepad.
Yes. He was just, it's such a relaxing person to have in your life. Like, even though you didn't know him personally, you felt like you knew him, right? He just announced he's going to be launching a podcast for all the adults that grew up watching him.
Oh, that's amazing. I would totally listen to him.
It's called Alive, and episodes are going to be released on a weekly basis. This is him making the announcement.
People have been asking how I'm doing, and honestly, I'm a little freaked out by the world. It seems like lots of people are shouting and really no one is listening. You know how there's like a billion podcasts that you can listen to? What if we made one that listens back?
Mercedes in the Morning.
On the Odyssey app.
So is this podcast going to be like a very introspective? It seems like it's going to be very deep, yeah?
Yeah, it's just, I think maybe he's trying to be like that voice of comfort that I think a lot of people need sometimes. I don't know. I just felt like I have you seen some of his TikToks before?
I have.
He'll just sit there and he'll say, let's talk, sit down, tell me how your day was, and he'll just sit there and look at the screen and you're like, you like want to talk to it. You're like, well, it was a rough one, Steve, let me tell you what happened. And he just sits there and nods, and it's just so comforting, you know.
I think with Steve, when I think of my childhood heroes, Steve is the one.
Aww.
Like, he's, oh my God, not me tearing up, but like, you, those are the memories you think about when you're a kid. And like I said, he had his notepad and his crayon, and he would show you how to draw. And why was Steve like the best drawer in the world? He would like draw a house. I'm like, that was the most fabulous house ever.
Well, Steph, it was just a square with a triangle on top.
You're probably right.
Just kidding. No, I then the second host came in. Was it Joe?
Yes,
I like Joe. I thought Joe was kind of hot. I know I shouldn't say that, but I thought Joe was very attractive.
Joe was Filipino, so I was like, yeah, I'm into Filipinos, so I get it.
Did you ever watch Blue's Clues, Julian?
I didn't, so this is all like new to me.
Oh, okay. So I was like, apparently we don't. You're not a Blue's Clues fan here. What was your show growing up, like your childhood show?
Oh my gosh. I remember, like, I mean, honestly, things that we all watched. Smurfs? Shows like that. G.I. Joe. Transformers. I was like one of those kids.
Oh, man.
Cute.
Those classic cartoons. I love it. Finally this morning, the mystery of a Chinese man's stomach issues has been solved, and doctors are absolutely shocked. This 64-year-old man, he swallowed a toothbrush when he was 12 years old, and he didn't tell anyone about this. Think about the things that you did that were like bad when you were a kid, and you were like, I'm never telling my mom, I'm never telling my dad.
Yeah.
So he never tells his family that he swallowed a toothbrush, which, by the way, how does that happen?
That's what I was going to ask, the same thing.
A gigantic toothbrush, really? Well, he thought it'll dissolve over time. It didn't. Doctors did imaging tests of his digestive system, and they found the toothbrush stuck in his small intestine. They performed surgery to get it out. It went well. The guy's recovering just fine. But yeah, like, how does that even happen?
I asked the same thing. Have you seen the photo of the toothbrush?
Yes.
After? Oh my God. It's the most disgusting thing ever. Don't Google it, everyone. But
Google's now.
I can understand.
The bristles are not bristles anymore.
I can understand him being scared, telling his parents. But yeah, I mean, I'm with you because I get concerned. You know those just the seeds in apples?
Yeah.
I used to think that could actually, like, I thought that was a health risk. So me thinking that, can you imagine like a toothbrush?
Yeah, mm-mm. That same thing I thought with watermelon. If I swallowed a watermelon seed, I'm going to have a big watermelon in my stomach.
Yes. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Hey, Netta, you are caller 20.
Woo-hoo! Wow, I'm so excited.
Are you ready to beat me on Beat Mercedes?
I am so scared and nervous.
Don't be scared.
You're good.
I am, but I've been beaten before, Netta, and you could do this morning. Just guess the song and the artist faster than I can, and you're going to walk away with this $425 diamond pendant from Michael Eman at Diamond Jewelers. You ready to do this?
Again, I'm nervous.
You take a breath. You got this. I'm going to leave the studio, so no pressure. I'm rooting for you. Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye, Mercedes. Okay. You got this, Netta. Don't be worried, okay?
She's not even that good.
She's not. I mean, yeah, she's only beat like maybe 1,000 times or whatever. All right, Netta, the game works like this. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, got it. Once you stop the clock, we got 5 seconds to say something, okay, Netta?
Okay, but you're going to let it play for the whole 20 seconds.
Only when you say got it is when we stop. So if you need the full...
I want to hear the whole thing to make sure I don't make a mistake.
But if you hear the full 20, just know she's fast, right, Netta?
Oh, gotcha. So if she beats me,
yes.
I get it.
The goal is to beat Mercedes as fast as possible. And when you say, got it, we stop the clock and we stop the song, okay?
Okay, it ain't going to work for me, but okay,
Don't do this, Netta. Okay, the next sound you hear, Netta, is the song.
Okay.
And that song, it starts now.
Okay.
First things first, I'm the realest. Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
Let them feel it.
And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down like I'm giving lessons in physics.
Right.
You should want a band.
I don't got it.
Okay, go ahead. What do you got?
I got a rapper.
Uh-huh. Who's the rapper? Go ahead.
I have no idea who she is.
No guesses? If not, I got to bring Mercedes in, okay?
Let's say Cardi B, but I doubt it.
That's fine. We'll write down Cardi B, okay? We're going to bring Mercedes in.
Okay. All right,
Netta, you said you're dropping the kids off. Where are they going up for this summer?
Two of them go to a daycare, and one of them goes to a camp.
Oh, nice. I hope they're having fun there.
Yeah, he always wants me to play this game, and I'm glad he's not listening with me because he's
just
like,
oh, Netta, well, Mercedes
is
back.
Oh, no, is that a spoiler alert?
No, there's no spoilers here. You know, we're all,
I thought you guys forgot about me out there. I was like, what's going on?
She needed to go over the rules one more time.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, Mercedes, the next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Got it.
Jeez.
Fancy. Iggy Azalea and Charlie XCX.
Okay, feature.
First thing first on the realest.
Show off.
I love this song. This came out in the summer. I can't remember what year, but I literally listened to this song nonstop.
Was it 2014 or 2013?
I can't remember, but yeah, probably around there. Yeah, I listened to that
Iggy's
song.
Iggy's fine.
1.4 seconds, Mercedes, okay. Is when you stop the clock.
They dressed in the Clueless outfits in the video. Yes, like I know this. Okay, sorry.
Now, Netta, on the other hand... She stopped the clock at 19 seconds, and she just gave it a guess, Cardi B.
Oh, I'm sorry, Netta. I kind of had an unfair advantage on that one, just because like I said, whatever summer of 2014 or 2015, nonstop. And like,
yes.
How excited am I that we're actually going to be playing this song right now? I'm going to be singing along to it here at my studio. All right, well, that means... another day, another win for me, and that means we have a $450 diamond pendant now, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers, and in honor of Iggy and Charlie XCX, here it is. It's fancy. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. If you ever want to reach out to the show, we are here. We love to hear from you. You can call us or text us at 702-364-9400. Have you ever noticed that some songs have a weird superpower over kids? My girlfriend has an almost 2-year-old, and she was in like mid-meltdown in the backseat the other day. Mid-meltdown. And if you have kids, you know. It's like, oh my gosh, full toddler chaos mode. And she goes, hang on. And she presses play. And this song... instant calmness.
Really?
Instant smile. Like she just got handed a popsicle and a pony. Like this kid just immediately calmed down. And she's like, I don't know what it is about that APT song, but my daughter just calms down every single time she hears it. She loves it. And she does that little toddler dance where you bounce up and down. Yeah. Ah, bate. It's just so funny. Does anyone else have a song like that that is like the emotional reset anthem for your child? I feel like every kid has one of those songs, and maybe it's something that's kind of inappropriate that your kids should not be listening to, but it calms them down.
Back that thing up, right? Could be a one.
Was that for you? No.
I just think out loud when you say inappropriate songs. I'm like, oh my gosh, imagine if you put Back That Thing Up, and all I see is a 2-year-old bouncing up and down.
Oh, you know why? With my daughter, with Brooklyn, I remember her emotional reset song was this song. California Girls, Katy Perry, and you listen to the lyrics, it's like, you know, so it make your popsicle. What?
Okay, oh, my, that's what she meant.
Well, I mean, maybe she's really talking about popsicle.
But kids aren't really listening for that, right? They're listening for the beat. Yes. So I get that, the upbeatness.
Yeah.
But part of me is actually surprised. I would think, like, I mean, how old are we talking about here?
Well, my friend's daughter is almost two. When Brooklyn Love California Girls, I'd say she was like 3-4 years old.
Yeah, so maybe I just don't know, but at that age, I would think, part of me is like, okay, I get it because it's super upbeat. It's very catchy. But then they want to hear something like soothing, like more relaxed, softer.
I think it's one of those, I think there's a time and a place for that. Like you're going to bed and you just want to get them in that mode. But there's certain songs and beats that I think just get little kids going. Yes. You know what I mean?
True.
It's kind of crazy. Let's talk to Corinne. Hey, Corinne, good morning. Do you have one of those emotional reset anthems that calms your child?
Hi, good morning. I do. It's really funny. The past couple weeks, the only thing that calms my 18-month-old son down is We Will Rock You by Queen.
What?
He goes from screaming to smiling.
We will. I kind of hear it. I mean, duh, duh, duh. It's just like the beats, yes. You know?
Kid's going to go up to be a headbanger.
It's like Freddie Mercury relived. I love it. Thanks, Corinne. Let's talk to Ashley. Ashley, is there a song that is like the emotional reset anthem for your child?
Yes, good morning. So when my oldest son was young enough that his car seat was facing backwards, he absolutely hated it. He would cry, he would scream, and it was miserable for all of us. But whenever I put on the Taylor Swift Ready For It song, he calmed down and was the happiest kid alive. Not a peep from him.
You hear Taylor say, "Are you ready for it?" And then he's just like, "Ah." Oh. That's adorable. I love that. Taylor has that power over everyone.
He really, yeah, no,
yeah,
she really
she does.
The youngest, he's going to be the youngest Swiftie ever.
Oh, yeah. Did you have any of those songs when you were younger?
I did. Okay, when my mom was pregnant with me, she told me that she would play this song while I was in her belly, and that when I got older, like 2 years old, when I grew up, she said that whenever I would have a tantrum, she would put on this song, and it would instantly call me. And it was the Oogum Boogum song by Brenton Wood.
Love that song.
You've talked about this before. I don't know this song.
You like, don't? What?
It's in that y'all see that rom-com Love, Simon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I don't know. I correlate songs to movies. Now, here's a question. Do you remember now in your, you know, she used to play for you when you were in her belly. Now, how about now? Like when you were growing up, do you correlate that?
Yeah,
is there a connection there?
I think that when I hear this song, I think of more when I was a kid than when I was, of course, like a fetus. But more just like...
Thank you for the visual.
She's like twirling her umbilical cord around.
And I'm like, what's up?
Hey, Jessica, good morning. What was your emotional reset anthem for your kid?
That is not fair. We're talking about umbilical cords. So when I was a stepmom back in around, I think, 2008, this was, my 3-year-old stepdaughter loved the movie So What by Pink.
Oh, the
if you listen to those lyrics, it's kind of shady too, but as long as...
Yeah, you're like, oh boy. Why is my child all of a sudden saying, oh, check my flow? Oh.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Karen, you're caller 20.
Yay!
You ready to take on the Mega Minute?
I am.
All right, 10 questions, 60 seconds. You get them all correct in that time. And we're going to be hanging out together. You're going to be sitting in our Mix 94.1 VIP parade viewing section for the Summerlin Council Patriotic Parade. It's going to be so much fun. All you got to do is just get these 10 questions right. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's do this.
All right, Karen, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. In the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Which country's birthday do we celebrate on the 4th of July?
USA.
Colonel Sanders is the mascot for which fast food restaurant?
Cassie.
Yes, Anna and Elsa are from which Disney
Frozen.
Movie? Yes, Blake Lively is married to which actor?
Oh gosh, pass.
What kind of leaf is Canada's most notable symbol?
Pass.
What does the A stand for in the MLB team Las Vegas A's?
Athletic.
Yes. How many sides does the home plate in baseball have?
Four.
No. What is the name of the giant statue in Brazil that stands atop a mountain in Rio?
Pass.
What do you call a book of maps?
Atlas.
Yes. Which element is commonly used in batteries?
Lithium.
Yes. Blake Lively is married to which actor?
God. Pass.
What kind of leaf is Canada's... Karen. I feel that. I feel that for real. Okay, I don't want you to get mad when I tell you the answers here, but you're probably going to get upset. Blake Lively is married to Ryan Reynolds.
Yes, I can see it in my face.
What kind of leaf is Canada's most notable symbol? That's the maple leaf. How many sides does home plate in baseball have? It actually has... five sides. It's kind of shaped like a house. Yeah. The name of the giant statue in Brazil that stands atop a mountain in Rio, that's Christ the Redeemer. I'm sorry, Karen. I mean, such a strong start. I thought, oh my gosh, she's totally going to win, but got hung up on a couple. But that means caller 20 right now, you get these passes, four of them, to sit in our VIP parade viewing section at the Summerlin Council Patriotic Parade. Caller 20, you're going to get them right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Let's admit it. We all spend a ton of time on our phones, and a new study reveals that we are literally taking them everywhere. We spend 49 hours a year using our phones on the toilet. That's over two full days of scrolling on the toilet, you guys.
Is it the male and female, or is it all?
That's just overall.
Okay.
The biggest time wasters are social media, videos, texting, reading the news. A few people out there are actually taking phone calls, which is mind-boggling to me. And 2% admit to answering video calls from the toilet.
That is so awkward.
That's disgusting.
I mean, answering, right, that's disgusting. I'm gonna assume that it's mainly men. What do you think? If you were to take a stab at it, guess.
Yeah, I would agree with you. When I go in, I'm in and I'm out. I don't spend any time. I don't even bring my phone in the bathroom with me, because I just think it's like, that's gross. But my husband will go in the bathroom and I won't see him for a half hour. I'm like,
half hour?
What are you doing? You're going to get hemorrhoids. Like, what are you doing?
There needs to be like, can you imagine this being a contest? Who actually spends the most amount of time on the toilet? I just can't imagine. Like, me, maybe 10 minutes max.
Do you bring your phone with you
Absolutely.
On the toilet? Like, when you're sitting down, you're scrolling through your phone.
Well, I mean, what else are you going to do?
Ew.
But you don't think like that. Women don't think, well,
look
what,
at the
what
walls.
Else? Right. Right.
Or
I think
focus
guys.
Focus on the restroom, you know? Like, focus on going versus focusing on scrolling.
Well, but see, guys, we think differently. Well, we're doing it. Why not do both? You know, kind of kill two birds with one stone.
Okay, what do you do when it's time to wipe?
Well, what do you mean? You put the phone on the, what do you call it? The toilet stand?
You put it on the back of the toilet?
Oh, you're getting real specific, aren't
I wanna
you?
I want to know. Are you holding? Are you holding the phone and wiping at the same time?
No, on the right hand side, on top of the toilet. What do you call it? The
like the counter.
Yeah, the little toilet tray.
Toilet tray. What are you talking about? Like the lid.
Yes,
oh,
the lid.
Okay,
yeah.
Like so, right behind you.
Yeah, or you can put it right behind you. Oh. Either or, left and right.
Disgusting.
No, left
no.
and behind.
The germs.
You know, I have to. I actually, James doesn't know this, but I actually disinfect his phone every night. So, like, when he takes Momo out, he leaves his phone behind. I'll get some 409, spray it on a paper towel.
Listen.
Disinfect his phone
smart.
Because the
Listen.
Phone has so many germs, and it's because
okay.
of this reason.
If I'm being truthfully honest, that in theory it sounds great. Overkill. It sounds great. No, it sounds great. Like, we're all, you know, we're around the room. It sounds great. I know it sounds clean. It's sanitary. But it's not going to kill anyone if you didn't.
Well, James doesn't get sick very often. I have to say there might be something to it.
See,
I don't do that to Matt's phone. His phone, you keep your own nastiness to yourself. I don't want it. Also this morning, Sabrina Carpenter, she caused so much chaos when she released the cover of her upcoming album, Man's Best Friend. It showed her on her knees. And she was like in front of a guy, was holding her hair. So yeah, anyway, it's not clear if she finally listened to the critics who found it kind of sexist or if she's just being sarcastic. But yesterday she released an alternate cover where she's actually standing and holding on to a man in a suit. And there are a few other men in the background. And she posted on Instagram that this cover is quote unquote approved by God. So maybe she's just trying to make up for things. Maybe she's just being cheeky. I kind of feel like that's her personality. Her new album is coming out on August 29th.
Yeah, she's definitely appeasing the portion of the audience that's, I guess, irate or upset about the original one. Who's the guy? Probably the same guy? Or
oh, I have no idea who that is. Yeah. Just probably some model. I think she's so calculating in such a good way. I think she's doing this all on purpose to generate talk. I don't think a lot of people will argue, oh, she's just doing this stuff for the male gaze. And she's, you know, she's just trying to be so overly sexual. And I think, no, this girl is so smart. She knows what's going to get people talking. I totally think that this is by design.
With that said, are you saying that she had the alternate cover already, like, ready to go?
I don't know if she had like it ready to go, but I don't think she changed it to make people happy. I think she did it to just be like, okay, you losers, here you go. And now you're talking about my album even more, you know? I just think she's really, really smart.
Yeah.
And she's funny. She's so funny.
She is very funny.
Finally, this morning, there's been a lot of chatter this week about the season finale of The Simpsons. I don't watch The Simpsons anymore. Do you guys watch it?
Mm-mm, I don't think I've really sat down and been like, I gotta watch The Simpsons.
It's been years, honestly, since I've watched it. But I guess in the season finale, they killed off Marge. Except they really didn't. So here's what happened. I guess she died in a flash forward scene that takes place 35 years in the future. This episode, it's called Stranger Things. And it starts with Marge telling Bart and Lisa to always stay close because she and Homer aren't going to always be there for them. And then it flash forwards 35 years. Bart and Lisa have drifted apart. And Marge is no longer with us in this scene. They show her tombstone, and on the tombstone it says, beloved wife, mother, and pork chop seasoner. But since this was a flash forward into the future, they're saying, you know, don't worry, it's going to be a long time before they get to that. But just FYI, did you know on the Simpsons in the future, 35 years, Lisa is the commissioner of the NBA, which is formerly the WNBA. And the men's league has now become known as the MNBA.
No kidding. Do you think they're predicting this? You know, The Simpsons?
I don't know. All things are possible at this point, you know?
Forecasting. So basically, they know the future. They're forecasting the future.
They've been right on a lot of things, which is kind of scary, you know?
Can you imagine having that power? Can you imagine knowing 10 years, 20 years, 30 years down the road? Would you want to know?
I would want to know. I like to plan for the future, but I feel like they're doing... I don't think they know. I think it's self-fulfilling prophecy that they put it in there and then the universe is like, okay, let's make this stuff happen.
They're,
you know,
manifesting.
I mean?
The Simpsons are a manifester.
They're major manifestors, don't you think? Meanwhile, in the future, Bart is scamming senior citizens out of their social security checks. So there you go.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. That was Benson Boone. We were just talking about him and how he has his own crumble cookie out that I think they're only selling it until Saturday. The Benson Boone Moonbeam Ice Cream Crumble Cookie, 920 calories, 72 grams of sugar.
Ooh, sounds like a cheat day.
Sounds like diabetes, what it sounds like to me.
Definitely a cheat day on that. It is 8:02. You know that one friend that you have that will roast you to your face? They give you zero sugar coating. They always manage to hurt your feelings just a little. And yet for some reason, you trust them more than anyone else. Science says you are not wrong for that. This new study came out and it says that the meanest friend in your group might actually care about you the most. The researchers found that friends who cause negative emotions by just being brutally honest or by calling you out are often doing it with the best intentions. So, like, do you have a mean friend in your group, or are you the mean friend? 702-364-9400. Does this check out, or is this just a scientific excuse for being kind of a jerk?
Mean. I mean, that can mean so many different things. A lot of people say, well, blunt is mean, or so. I have a friend that is, some people may say blunt. I would say mean, because I think it's how you say things. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can be blunt, but still show inflection and show emotion and show that you care. But when you're just saying things, what's the word I'm looking for, Mercedes, where it's just one tone all day long, 24/7. This dude, his tone doesn't change.
It's just monotone.
Monotone. There you go. Thank you. And, yeah, that's exactly how he is. So if I ask him, hey, am I gaining weight? He'd be like, you ain't skinny. But you know, he doesn't back it up with but. Do you know what I mean? And the but is, you can do it. You can get there.
He just flat out says these are the facts.
Emotionless.
Right.
So, you know, if you didn't know him, you'd think like, what is wrong with this guy? But man, I would say that's mean. There's a difference.
Is it mean or is it blunt?
Well, I think blunt.
Do you think blunt is mean?
Well, no, I think blunt you would show, because I would consider myself pretty blunt. I'm a nice guy, but someone asks me, hey, I want the honest truth. I say, okay, I'm going to tell you this.
Uh-huh.
But then I back it up with, but here's the thing, and here's the caveat. Do you see what I'm saying? And also, I'm going to show there's going to be feeling behind my words. If someone just says something, if someone's monotone when they're explaining themselves, they don't back it up with anything, no words of encouragement, I think that's mean.
What do you think? I mean, I kind of feel like, okay, if I've ever made fun of your outfit or called you out of your situationship or said, you know, your ex was horrible, that isn't being mean. That's just like being playful / honest.
Yeah.
So, but it was from the heart. You know, I think there's a difference if something is from the heart.
I think with this study that you said that people who are your mean friends care about you the most is somewhat true with the friend I'm thinking about. And she was really mean, not just to me, but like we would go out sometimes and we'd be at the club and we were all dancers. And I would be like in the middle of the dance floor and I'd kind of leave everybody and I would dance on my own. And she would be like, ugh, there goes Stephanie again, always trying to be the star of the show, just trying to get the most attention. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm just dancing because I love to dance. And then she would pick on another person the next night. It's like she would go around and around all our friend groups and she would point certain people out and she would make them like she was the bully and everyone had to be on her side and everyone would make fun of them that certain night. And I had to unfortunately grow apart from her. She was belittling and she just made it feel like, was it jealousy or was it really that you loved me?
That's a hater.
Yeah, I think there's a difference between a mean friend and a mean-spirited friend.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like they're to me, they're two different things. The mean friend, they'll roast you for your outfit, but at the end of the day, they'll Venmo you money for a coffee at some point.
That's what she was.
Oh, she was?
She would actually do that. Yeah, I mean, like, she would, like, send me gifts for my birthday when we kind of grew apart. She would, like, hey, what's your address? I have something to send you. Like, and then when I got this job, she would, like, I'm so proud of you, sends me gifts. But, like, when we're together, it wasn't that. And it would make me really frustrated. I'm like, you're acting one way like you care, but when we're in person, you would belittle me and make me feel like I'm like, I don't know.
Less than
the butt of the joke.
Do you want me to talk to her?
No, we're not going to do all
okay,
that.
I will say this. Negative energy is negative energy. We're not here to fix anyone. You can try, but I always say at the end of the day, you try and they don't get it. I'd say move on at this point.
What do you think, Ruby? Good morning. Are you the mean friend?
I am that mean friend. But I am not a frenemy. Sorry, Stephanie, but that girl that was your friend that was roasting everybody, that's a frenemy.
A frenemy. Uh-huh. What would you define as a frenemy?
Those people that have two faces. The ones that say something nice to you, to your face, but then, well, they're roasting everybody. Like you said, they belittle people. That's not a good person. I mean, I mean that I can say that when my friends are dating somebody that's super not appropriate, I immediately tell them, hey, no, this guy's not good for you. If we go out shopping and they're not wearing something that's cute, I'm not the one that's going to agree with them and everybody else and say, oh, yeah, it looks cute on you, when they're not.
Yeah, I think you're right, Ruby. I get the bluntness. And I think, you know, we've all had that blunt friend who, if you're not ready for it, can kind of, you'll be like, excuse me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, your friend just sounds just like mean in not a good way.
Yeah.
And so sometimes you have to distance yourself for that. Do you ever think about fighting back?
I do. I actually do fight back.
Do
and
you?
Then when I fight back, it's this whole thing. It's like, oh, I can't fend up. I can't defend myself if I want. I'm like fired up. And this was like years ago. I don't know why I'm so mad. But
I don't even think it's you. I think it's them.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I think it's something in the past, which is a whole separate conversation. It's not you.
And you know what?
I can tell you this.
And people make excuses for her. Like, that's just her. That's her character. Mm. Like, she even, like, when her Instagram, I won't say her name. I'll change it up. She changed it to Mary is mean. Like, that's her character.
That's her actual personality.
Yes, that's who she defines herself as, and I don't get it.
Change yours. Stephanie is a better dancer than Mary.
No! Come on!
No, I'm not put her in her place.
I'm not here for vengeance. I'm not here to taste of your own medicine type of person. She'll unfortunately get her own karma, and I'll love her from afar.
Someone just texted. They want to know, is she a Scorpio?
She's a Cancer.
Oh!
She's a Cancer. And I don't... Manipulative?
Cancers, they're emotional. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Astrology Talk, Julian.
You're really into this, aren't you?
Steph's more into it even than I am.
Oh, we can have our own show. We can have our own podcast on astrology, but I know some people will be like, boring.
Man.
But let's do it anyway.
Yeah, let's
Your
do
friend
it.
Will totally, like, just go off on us, but who cares?
Yeah.
She'll be our first person we analyze.
Mary is mean, episode one.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. You guys, I am so hyped for the new F1 movie that's coming out with Brad Pitt.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I Neither one of you are F1 fans, are you?
Through you, we are.
Vicariously.
I live vicariously through you.
Do you know? Have you ever watched a race? Do you know
what are you
much
about?
About?
Of course, I know Brad Pitt. He's in this movie called yeah. F1. He's been driving for years, of course.
But yeah, of course, he plays a Sonny. What's his name in the movie? Sonny something or other. And this weekend is the Austrian race. So I'm telling you guys, you got to get Sonny Hayes.
Sonny Hayes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Is he a real racer?
No. Oh. Well, he is in the movie. But,
okay.
But not for real. So anyway, in honor of the F1 movie coming out, I have a game for you guys to brush you up on your F1 skills okay?
So many skills here.
Yes. It's called F1 or Foreign Film Star. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a name. And you tell me if they are one of the current 20, there's 20 current Formula One drivers this season on the grid.
Okay.
Or is it a foreign actor who just sounds like they could be driving for one of these
teams?
Okay.
I like this.
Steph, I don't want to intimidate you, but I do have a good knack with names.
You do.
Deciphering who, no, I really do.
I don't.
So
this will be fun.
Don't get mad.
Okay, so who wants to go first?
No, Julian, you're very confident in this room.
Ladies
today.
First.
Okay.
You want me
first.
To go first?
You can go first, Steph, okay?
Okay.
The name is an F1 or foreign film star, Charles Leclerc.
Ooh.
Is Charles Leclerc a real driver or is he a foreign film star?
Charles Leclerc is, I believe, a foreign film star because I can see him starring Charles Leclerc in this next debut of Baguettes in Paris.
I like how you painted that picture.
Charles Leclerc is an F1 driver. He drives for Ferrari.
Damn it! Oh, I'm already off to a bad start.
I actually thought you were right.
Did I sound convincing?
Yeah, and I thought I heard that name before, but
yeah, because he drives for Ferrari. Yeah. That's probably why. Okay, you're up, Julian. Matteo Martari. Is Matteo Martari an F1 driver or a foreign film star?
Yeah, and I watched so many foreign films. We're going to go with that. First intuition, foreign film star.
Matteo Martari is a foreign film star.
Wow.
He's an actor out of Italy who has appeared in movies like Medici, The Magnificent.
What?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite movies. Yeah. I saw that last night, actually.
You sure you did?
Yeah. Okay. That and Love Island.
Steph, up next, Lando Norris.
Ooh.
Lando Norris, F1 driver or foreign film star?
Lando Norris. I'm going to give it a guess because from the way, how you've said it so far, the last two have been F1 drivers. So I'm just going to say.
No, the last one wasn't a foreign film star.
No.
Oh, he was a foreign film star? Yeah, oh, so she's all, okay. Never mind. My tactic is still off. I'm just going to still give it a guess though and still say foreign film star.
Lando Norris is an F1 driver.
Oh my God.
He drives for McLaren. He's my favorite driver.
Oh, I thought I knew you, Mercedes. I thought I did. I am horrible at this.
Okay, you're up, Julian. Pierre Gasly.
Yo, Steph, you want to do another, we'll do this for another free coffee?
Yeah, sounds about like you're going to have a lifetime of free coffee at this point.
Pierre Gasly, F1 driver or foreign film star?
Pierre Gasly. You always got to go with your intuition. He is an F1 driver.
Pierre Gasly is an F1 driver. He drives for Alpine. Very good.
Julian, you're crushing it.
Here is your chance at redemption.
Thank you.
Okay. F1 driver or foreign film star? Esteban Ocon.
Oh my gosh, so easy.
So easy?
Yes.
How do you know this?
I don't know why. I remember certain things. It's so weird.
Okay, Esteban Ocon?
Mm-hmm.
Esteban Ocon. Is a, I'm going to give it a guess. I'm going to go with my gut. A driver.
Just out of curiosity, what do you think, Julian?
She's actually right.
It is a driver.
Yes!
Haas. He drives for Haas.
Haas.
Okay. Haas Racing.
I'm
yes.
so much,
okay.
by the way.
Okay.
You've actually mentioned that.
Esteban?
I believe you mentioned that.
Oh, okay.
That's why I remember. I don't know why. It's just, yeah.
Okay. Last one for you. Chino Darwin, F1 driver or foreign film star?
Okay, this is the last one, right?
Yes.
Okay. And we're doing a lifetime of coffee?
I don't know. I even lost
poll. Were you kidding or are you being
serious? You're 1-1, right? Or no. Is it 2-1?
It's 2-1. No,
it's
2-1.
Okay. 2-1.
Okay. Lifetime of coffee. Here we go.
Then I might have to go with one more just to give her a fighting chance.
Chino Darwin, easy. That's going to be a foreign film star.
Chino Darwin is a foreign film star out of Argentina. He starred in El Angel and Heroic Losers.
These names, by the way, for the movies, very creative.
Oh, let me just give you guys a quick rundown on just to shout it out, okay? Max Verstappen.
Driver.
I was going to say it. She stole the answer out of me.
That is a driver.
Yes.
He's one of the most well-known drivers.
I've heard him.
Lewis Hamilton.
Driver. F1 driver.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oscar Piastri.
F1 driver.
No.
Yes.
driver.
Oliver Behrman.
A foreign film star.
Driver. Driver. Carlos Sainz.
Driver.
Driver. Driver. Nico Hulkenberg.
Foreign film star.
Driver. I'm giving you guys all drivers. We need to get you to see the F1 movie.
What are you doing here?
I'm telling you, Ramon, I know you're working on stuff, but do you know anything about F1?
No, but I have my ticket for tonight at 7 p.m.
You are going tonight?
Oh, yeah, tonight.
So you don't know anything about F1, but you're still going into it?
Yeah, it looks dope, and it's the same director of Top Gun Maverick.
It is.
So if he puts me in the driver's seat of a car, then it should be a good time.
You know who you remind me of? One of the drivers, Carlos Sainz. So remember that.
Okay.
When you go in, I feel like you could be Carlos's little brother.
Okay, gotcha.
And that's a compliment.
Okay.
That is definitely a compliment.
How does he rank with drivers?
The best. Well,
of course.
Not anymore since he switched teams. He was on Ferrari, but now he's not. He's on Williams now.
Ferrari sounds so much cooler than what, Williams?
But Ferrari's not doing well either.
So sounds cooler, though.
All right, let's do it. It is time to win. Time to play some heads up, guys. Who wants to get themselves a pair of tickets to see Jesse McCartney? I don't know why I'm so geeked out about the show. It's going to be so good. The Waitlist Tour at the Pearl Concert Theater at the Palms on November 8th. Caller 20, you get to play. Heads up. Pick your category. Get 6 answers in 60 seconds, and you will be there. Caller 20 gets to play right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Kelly, you're caller 20.
Yay!
You ready to play some Heads Up?
I am so ready.
Okay, let's do this. Jesse McCartney tickets on the line. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Count Me In or Out of This World?
Ooh. Let's do Count Me In.
Count Me In. Okay. SAT Math Day was on Monday. These are all things associated with math. How are you with math, Kelly?
Great. Oh, no, this is awesome.
Oh, man. I hope you're being serious because I am terrible with math. But we're going to make this happen. 6 answers in 60 seconds is all we need. You ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Kelly and Mercedes, the 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
You punch your problems into one of these to get the answer.
A calculator.
Yes. 3.14 is also known as?
Pi.
Yes. You measure things with this wooden stick.
A ruler.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. These are all
numbers.
Yes. This is a type of math where you deal with a lot of shapes.
A geometry.
Yes. This is the denominator, but what goes over the denominator?
The numerator.
Yes.
Come on.
Oh my gosh.
Yes!
Wow. Mathematicians over here.
Kelly, I don't want to brag, but we were kind of awesome on that one, don't you think?
I mean, tag team.
Seriously.
Yes, representing.
And now you are going to see Jesse McCartney.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to take my 9-year-old daughter. She's going to be ecstatic.
She's going to have a blast with you. The Waitlist Tour over at the Pearl Concert Theater at the Palms, November 8th. You are in for free. Congratulations. And hey, the winning, it's not over. We have an extra 4-pack of VIP seats to the Summerlin Patriotic Parade. We'll tell you how to win those coming up next.
Hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, Amazon is still king of online shopping. The site gets about 390 million monthly users, 255 million app users, which is more than double Walmart's traffic. The rest of the top five include eBay, Target, and Etsy as the most visited websites. Is there like your go-to purchase website? What do you guys buy the most from?
You know, I just started getting into Amazon over the past year. But before that, no. So yeah, no, I would say Amazon for sure.
That's fascinating. You are just now getting into Amazon?
Yeah, because I didn't, here's the thing, the convenience aspect. You know, I always wanted to stay away from things that are too convenient, too easy.
Yeah.
And then I got on Prime. Oh my gosh. It's a game changer. I know. I'm late to the party.
Yeah, because I'm like thinking, I've been purchasing since Amazon was like books.
Yes.
Remember?
Oh
like,
my God.
I've been on Amazon that long. Like, it's always been a staple for me.
I remember when I got into Amazon Prime, at least, and just always on it, was in 2018 in Connecticut. And the service that we had in our apartment complex, we lived in kind of like a high rise ish, not really, but they would deliver it to our door. And I'd be so excited. I'd be like, oh my God, I got my Amazon package. And it's that convenience factor that made it addicting.
Do you have Prime? You both have Prime?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find yourself buying stuff that... Do you find yourself convincing yourself that you need something when you really don't?
I just forget that it's money that is being used for things. So I'm like, oh, I need some pens, Amazon.
Right.
And then I'm like, oh, man, this is going on my credit card. I got to pay for this stuff. It's not free.
You know? Relatable.
I feel like it's free.
Has anyone ever bought anything from Temu?
No, but now that you mentioned that, Temu was the third most popular e-commerce app in the U.S., and it was the most downloaded app in the entire country last year.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm scared to buy anything off Temu.
Why? The quality?
Yeah, the quality, because I've heard, like, have you seen those videos when they're like, ordered stuff off Temu. This is what I thought I ordered, and this is what I got. And they're like, oh, it's a cute little dress.
Right.
And then really, it's like a dress for laboo-boos.
I saw someone had, they were ordering like an inflatable pumpkin for Halloween. And so they thought, just based on the picture, it was just, you know, like a big kind of 6-foot pumpkin. And they got it and it was as big as their house. Like when they inflated it, it was bigger than their house.
So they got extra.
That's like playing retail roulette when you order off of Temu, you know? But either way, it's going to arrive in like 17 to 63 days. I think it takes forever for something
days.
Like that. Also this morning, Selena Gomez, she just revealed her earliest crush. Think about your very first crush. Who was the person that you were like, oh, he or she is so cute? I guarantee it's not the same as Selena Gomez. She did a Complex's episode of Goat Talk with Carol G, and they talked about their favorite rappers. And Selena said this.
Can I tell you my first one that I had a crush on? Ice Cube.
Like, I know,
what?
But I
like
also
I never could tell.
I had the biggest crush on him.
Really?
I was like 5.
Yeah. I love that.
It's so weird, but I just thought he would protect me.
Ice Cube is going to protect you.
He definitely would.
Same. I am totally in support of her crush on Ice Cube.
You know, I think about Ice Cube, I think of the movie Friday.
Yes.
Instantly.
Classic.
Like when they're on the patio. What's his name? What was Chris Tucker's character's name again? Oh
my gosh, I'm forgetting.
Smokey. Thank you, Ramon.
Thank you, Ramon.
Ramon got offended. He's like, it's Smokey. Come on, you guys.
Can you give me the most iconic line from the movie Friday, Ramon? That's does not have a curse word in it.
They're on the porch. We'll go. They're on the porch and they're both like, damn.
That's exactly it.
Who was your earliest crush that you guys can remember?
You first.
I think my earliest crush was Luke. Well, nah, maybe I probably had one before that, but I was going to say Luke Perry
from 90210.
Yeah. That like, I actually was in love with Luke Perry. I thought he was the cutest guy ever.
I love that show.
Yeah.
Steph.
My earliest crush that I can think of was probably Usher. I loved Usher.
Okay. No, I can see that. I'm thinking, how old are we talking to?
The one you remember the most, maybe.
Mandy Moore. Do y'all remember her?
Oh, of course.
Do y'all remember the movie A Walk to Remember?
Yes. I cried so hard at that movie.
Speaking of cry, her hit song, Cry.
She's
got a song, Cry.
I didn't know that she had a song called Cry. I just remember Candy.
Yeah, I remember Candy. That's
Candy,
the one.
Cry. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I cry all the time.
finally this morning, Kim Kardashian's son, Saint, got into his mom's Instagram account again. Now, if you remember the first time he did that, he posted subbed to Saint's channel on Kim's feed, hoping he'd get a boost in his YouTube subscriber count. So that was the first time he did it. And now he's asking Pop Mart for free Labubus. He got into her account and wrote, "Hey, it's Saint. I got my mom's phone so I can get some giant Labubus and some rainbow teeth ones, please."
The rainbow teeth ones?
The secret. That's the secret one. So the company actually replied. They asked him to reply to her DMs real fast. Fans were, you know, quick to comment on the chaos. One person wrote, "Oh, Saint, you're in timeout." He ended up deleting it. But I mean, that's how hard it is to get these things that the Kardashian son can't even get himself a Labubu.
Which Labubu was this?
Well, they have the big ones that are like $300. Like, they're huge.
How big would you say they are?
Like 2 feet. Those are actually Zamomos.
I am so lost in this world.
I'm embarrassed we don't follow that I know this.
I always wonder how you keep track of all these different like iterations of Labubus.
So Zamomo is the leader of the Labubus, and it's a boy.
Okay.
And right. Zamomo has a tail. That's how you know it's a Zamomo.
What color is he?
He's brown.
Okay.
The Labubus are all girls. All Labubus are girls, and they don't have a tail. And the Labubus are like led by Zamomo.
Why am I offended that Zamomo's a guy and all the little people are little, like they're girls? Why isn't the leader a girl? Why don't we have a Zamomi?
I don't know. Like, I don't even know how they procreate. I don't know what's going on. Did you know that about the Zamomos and the Labubus, Ramon?
No, I'm looking it up now though. But yeah, he's big and brown. $200.
There's a lot of variations.
What's up with the?
He does have a tail though.
Yeah.
He has like scales too, like a dinosaur.
Like a dinosaur. Oh, yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Which one is the Labubu that just sold for like, it's super big and it's like was it $170,000?
Yeah, it was like some sculpture of a Labubu or something like that.
Okay, I thought it was a giant furry Labubu.
No. But everyone's trying to get the one with, he talked about the rainbow teeth. That's the secret from the Big Into Energy series. And it's funny because one of our mutual friends, Steph, she and I are like really into Labubus. And she texted me the other night with a screenshot and she got one. I was so depressed for the rest of the night.
I'm sorry, Mercedes.
I was happy for her, but I was so depressed for the rest of the night.
One day you'll get it, Mercedes. One day.
I'm just going to keep trying to get that secret. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, and I just feel like, as someone who has lived here for over 20 years, it's so interesting to see the city anew from someone's eyes that has just moved here. And Julian, you have what you call a dumb question, but honestly, I think it's a fair one. And it's about driving in Las Vegas. So what is it that you've noticed?
I've always thought this. So yesterday I'm driving. Is it the 11 towards the Galleria in Henderson, right?
Yeah, I think they changed the name. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's now the 11. It used to be the 93-95. So I don't know what it is, but okay. I know exactly what you're talking about.
There. I'm in the middle lane. And all of a sudden, I start getting honked at. Now, bear in mind, this is not the first time. I'm very used to getting honked at. Because I drive the speed limit. Look, I'm not driving 40. I'm not driving 50 into 60. I'm driving 60. And in my mind, I always wondered, like, what's the rush? Like, what's the big deal? You know, like, sit down. Calm down.
60 in the middle lane on a freeway? Is that how fast you're going?
Well, yeah. It says 60. So just go 60. And
oh,
what?
That is slow, dude.
So what do you go, 80?
No, at least a middle ground. 70 is a good one. I think 60 and 70 is a major difference. And if you're going too slow, that's a hazard. That's dangerous. People can accidentally hit you because you're not going with the flow of traffic.
So funny she says that. She says dangerous, but she's not following the speed limit. Isn't that funny? That's
you don't
so funny.
Think 70
that's
is like such a contradiction. Good speed?
I think that you have not learned the Las Vegas rules yet. And 60 is a suggestion.
Isn't it 65, though?
I'm joking.
No. I get it. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, no, but at the end of the day, that's fine. But the honking, what's the rush? Forget, like, the hidden Vegas rules. I'm just asking, what's the rush?
Here's the thing about a honk.
What's the big deal?
I think honking doesn't mean, like, hurry up, dude. It's more like, Hey, man, you're going slow. Be careful. I think when you hear a honk, people interpret it as being rude or go faster. But I think it's like you're getting your attention. Like, hey, all of us behind you, we're going 70 and you're going 60. You've got to speed up a little bit.
Rude. It's so funny she says that because that's how I interpret it. How rude of you, the truck to honk at me.
Well, okay, let's be fair here. If you're getting honked at while driving the speed limit, maybe it's not the speed that's the problem. Maybe it's you. Like, Vegas drivers are wild, don't get me wrong, but they don't unite in rage unless there's something really wrong. Maybe you're doing something wrong? Is it possible?
I don't think so. I just don't get it. Like, following the speed limit's only... It's not like there's a trail of cars behind me, Stephanie.
That you know of?
No, there's not.
That you know?
There's not.
Are you behind them and you're looking... Are you looking in your rear view mirror seeing how fast people are going?
People listening, I don't want them to think, oh my gosh, he's holding the entire 11 up. No, it's not that. It's one truck that needs to, like, calm down. And a lot of these instances happen. I just don't... At the end of the day, the basic bullet point is the fact that I don't understand the rush. You know what I mean? We don't need a honk. We're all going to the same place.
We're not all going to the same place. I'm not going to the same place you're
we're all going to the same direction.
Okay, yes.
And it doesn't hurt to be just a little safer. That's all.
I'm just saying, you're going to be cutting off people with your blinker still on like the rest of us in no time.
You are.
Okay, fine. You want to know this? I will tell you this before I moved here. Vegas is, I think, right below New York. You can fact check me for having the most accidents out of any state. Nevada.
I think I believe that, actually.
And your point is? That's not bad driving. It's called residency.
Yeah, there you go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.